KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 40 people in Gaza overnight. The deaths coming after Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in the Middle East that Israel has accomplished its objective of effectively dismantling Hamas. The Los Angeles District Attorney is recommending that Eric and Lyle Menendez be resentenced. The brothers serving life without parole for killing their parents in 1989. Mark Garagos is their longtime attorney.
After almost 35 years, it's quite a turn of events. It's been a long slog for them, and I think they're cautiously optimistic that they can see some real relief at this point.
New evidence has surfaced suggesting the brothers were abused by their father for years and that they were actually too young to be sentenced to life without parole. The presidential election now just 11 days away. Vice President Kamala Harris teaming up with Beyonce tonight for a rally highlighting the medical fallout from the strict abortion ban in Texas. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One of the suspects in a violent home invasion in Barron County last December has been sentenced to prison. Ricardo Antonio Dominguez from Minnesota was sentenced to 12 years in prison and ordered to pay over $16,000 of restitution for his role in the robbery. Dominguez and two other suspects were arrested for tying up a 70-year-old man at gunpoint and tasing him before stealing about $13,000, guns, jewelry, and other valuables. One other suspect has been sentenced and authorities are still looking for the third. The Barron County Sheriff's Office is asking any more victims of the Rice Lake man arrested in connection to the Abercrombie & Fitch investigation to contact the FBI. According to the Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old James Jacobson was one of the three defendants named in the indictment, including former CEO Mike Jeffries. Jacobson is accused of facilitating the alleged international trafficking and prostitution business from 2008 to 2015, during which time he allegedly recruited and interviewed men and told them it would benefit their careers. Many of the burn restrictions in the Superior National Forest have been lifted as rain and humidity decrease the risk of wildfire. Fire restrictions in Cook County and the northern portion of St. Louis County have been lifted, but some restrictions remain in place for the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Restrictions on private lands have also been lifted, but burning permits are still required for anything larger than a campfire. Even with the lifted restrictions, residents taking advantage of the Superior National Forest should be cautious and stay diligent. The city of Rice Lake has entered into a partnership with Johnson Truck Bodies for the construction of a manufacturing plant. According to a press release from the city, the plant will be located in the North Business Park and occupy about 220,000 square feet. Officials from Johnson Truck Bodies say once they fully transition into the new facility, their current plant on East Allen Street will be demolished. Both groups say the partnership shows their commitment to working towards a bright future for the Rice Lake community. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brook Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. And that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
She rattled the ass in my plastic cup. Yes, ma'am, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as promised, on the line, Senator Ron Johnson. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing well. Hope you are, too.
All right, Sandy, you had a question you wanted to ask the Senator.
Well, I did. Senator, I presume you wanted to be on the show, and it's in many respects like acting in a surrogate role for the candidate for president. So I thought we'd ask you a question that would be the question we'd like to ask him. And so this is economics. The people talk about how the various candidates poll with respect to their ability to handle the economy, but And there's a lot of talk about the economy looking backwards. We don't talk about the Pence period. We talk about the Trump period. But apparently the Republicans want to talk a lot about the Harris period with the inflation that occurred in the first couple of years. But what the public wants to know about are the policies that are going to be implemented in the future. And both candidates have talked about the policies they want to implement in the future. And the financial community, the economic press, the financial press, the financial community have reacted to those proposals, and they've concluded that Trump's plans will do considerably more damage to the economy and will provide inferior results for the economy than the plans that have been discussed in detail by the Harris campaign. And what the people are talking about that they worry about with respect to the Trump proposals are across-the-board tariffs, which promise to be inflationary, which promised to be a tax paid by American individual consumers or the American companies that import goods, that those tariffs will disrupt the supply chain and will prompt increased tariffs on American goods, a trade war with other countries, and would produce nowhere near the amount of revenue to offset the reduction in revenue with the second issue that the financial communities find problems with, which is the announced plan by Trump to substantially reduce corporate taxes and other taxes, which will be inflationary to the extent they aren't offset. And there's no opportunity to offset them with the revenue to be derived from the tariffs. Number one, they won't develop enough revenue, or two, if they're simply negotiating items, they'll be negotiated away. And then the third issue they're concerned about are massive deportations, which they believe will reduce the rate of growth of the GDP based on the contribution to the growth rate of the GDP of the millions of people who are in this country who might get deported. So that I guess I'd like you to comment on all of that, because I think everyone is worried about the economy going forward. What are the policies going to be, and how are they going to affect the economy?
Well, that was pretty good dissertation there. I would just point out that under Trump, wages were up, I think, 7.7%. We did have a record economy until the COVID recession hit. I would credit primarily President Trump's dedication to reducing the regulatory burden. If you're a small entrepreneur, you understand the harmful impact of regulations, all the barriers to entry created by licensing boards, that type of thing. So you know, President Trump is definitely dedicated to that. Obviously, does not want to increase the tax burden on businesses. We had a huge tax cut for every American, and pretty well paid for itself had it not been for the COVID recession. We've got we've got more than a $4 trillion tax increase that's going to kick in automatically in 2026 on Senate Finance. We're looking at that right now. From my standpoint, what I'm going to be pushing for, and you know, President Trump's not going to be able to implement this stuff on his own. He's going to have to come to Congress. I'm on Senate Finance. What I'm pushing for is this opportunity to simplify and rationalize our tax system, which is what I'd like to do. So we've got to everything in the top.
Senator Johnson, how does that square with any of the things that he was asking about what, you know, former President Trump?
You're asking about the economy. You know,
well,
President
no,
Trump,
but I would.
I think President Trump does want a world free of tariffs, but that's not the world we're in. In his previous administration, he used tariffs to try and get people to comply with things. For example, one of the reasons he was able to secure the border was he threatened tariffs against Mexico. So I view his talk of tariffs as more threatening to get people to behave properly, to engage in free and fair trade,
Senator, when Donald Trump,
I would not support across the board tariffs either.
Yeah, well, okay, well, but when Donald Trump talks about tariffs, he talks about using the revenue from the tariffs to offset the revenue reduction from his tax reductions, and he talks about how tariffs are going to generate so much revenue that he'll be able to fix the healthcare system with all of the surplus revenue that'll be derived by it. I mean, he's hanging tariffs out to the public as a tax which he describes as being paid by foreigners, which will then fill the coffers of America and allow him to solve problems, which you seem to agree is a fallacious promise.
Again, first of all, he has a record. It was a successful record versus Harris and Biden. 40-year high inflation, the dollar you helped start the Biden administration is now worth 83 cents. A war on fossil fuel, which is insane. You know, everything, you know, an open border.
Now, fossil fuel,
Democrat governance has been a disaster.
Well, Senator, a war on fossil fuel, but Production of oil has reached record levels under Biden, so I mean we're not suffering from a shortage of oil production, and furthermore, the debt level that was incurred under Donald Trump has substantially exceeded the debt level contribution to the national debt under Joe Biden. So I mean,
well, so because we're limited in time. Senator Johnson, are you willing to, and is President Trump, former President Trump, willing to adhere to the outcome of the elections to say that, you know, if Kamala Harris wins, we support that and we're going to accept that?
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system. So you're asking me a hypothetical question that I really can't answer because I don't know, you know, how many different ways Democrats are going to want to cheat here.
Hang on a second, Senator Johnson. Calvin, can you play that cut? All right, do we have it?
51,000 more votes than Trump got.
I'm a good friend.
So listen, collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes. 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
I'm a good friend.
Trump lost by 20,000, and Trump got all the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
So, Senator Johnson, that was you in the 2020.
In that same election, 170,000 ballots were improperly cured. You have balloting in the park in Madison. We had people voting in nursing homes without the proper supervision. We had Zuckerbucks taking
None of that was proven.
Irregularities that occurred in 2020.
Senator Johnson, 60 different court cases, 60 different court cases didn't bear that out, sir.
Most of those never even looked at the evidence. They were just because of the moot.
So, Senator Johnson, I have to push back on that. So you're telling me that the courts did not look at the evidence because the courts are slanted towards Democrats? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. In Wisconsin, for example, they used the cloak of latches, and they didn't really look at the evidence of the case. And that happened across the board. There were a few courts that actually did look at evidence and dismissed cases.
Justice Gableman spent a year and a half and over $1 million investigating all of what you're talking about. It didn't come forward with any proposed litigation or prosecution.
Well, there are all kinds of bills that the Republican legislature proposed and passed that the governor vetoed. I mean, for example, we still haven't cleaned up our voter roll. I mean, we've got 7.5 million voters on our voter roll, and only 3.5 million are eligible. What's that about? Why don't we clean up those rolls?
Well, Senator Johnson,
there's so many things we could do to restore confidence, and I'm not looking for a partisan advantage.
Well, Senator Johnson, you are a United States senator. You are a United States senator, and others are telling the American people that our system of elections is not fair and right and just. And you think that's a good thing long term for this society?
We do things that we recommend other countries don't do in terms of secure elections. Again, Democrats, I mean, for example, are you going to vote yes on the amendment that would change our Constitution so only citizens can vote?
It's a ridiculous statement.
Our Constitution provides for that. Our Constitution already provides for that.
We're clarifying it that only citizens.
We're clarifying. But why do we need to clarify it, Senator, when it's already there?
Because Democrats want to make it easy to cheat. We're trying to prevent.
Senator Johnson, sir, with all due respect, to say that Americans that are Democrats are cheaters, really, you know, that's not very becoming of a United States senator, sir.
Democrats in power are trying to make it pretty easy to cheat. They were opposed to the SAVE Act, which just would require proof that you are a citizen. If it's illegal for non-citizens to vote, why not make people
Senator Johnson, you are implying that Democrats cheat and Republicans don't. You clearly are stating that.
I think it's obvious that one side of this political spectrum wants to secure our elections, put in control so that everybody has confidence in the result, and the other side wants to make it just easier to cheat with things like mail-in balloting, no voter ID. I mean, you've got the Attorney General of the United States opposed to voter ID when 80% of Americans support voter ID. I'm on the side of the American public here. I'm just talking about elected Democrat officials who want to turn this into a one-party nation. That's their on a mission to do so.
Senator Johnson, thank you very much for the time. Thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. You heard it for yourself. That was Senator Ron Johnson. Up next, you and your responses on the other side.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I?
Sandy, you're a deep guy.
Well, I think Michael
Perry
Jackson.
Perry Como and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's a big bracket. It's a big tent. It's a big
back,
tent.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Sandy, I think Senator Johnson kind of got a little more than he bargained for. Let's go to the phone lines and our colleague, Maggie Dawn. Good morning to you, Maggie. You say what?
Good morning, guys. Great job with the senator. Bravo. You make me very proud to work with both of you. I had three brief points. First of all, what Senator Johnson said about the legal challenges to the 2020 election is a lie. It is at best an oversimplification. I was the lawyer defending Milwaukee County when we were sued by the Trump campaign following the 2020 recount. I was Milwaukee County's lawyer during the 2020 recount. I can tell you that the Trump-appointed judge, Brett Ludwig, in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, was presented with the entire factual record from the recount, as well as every factual argument and every bit of evidence the Trump campaign had to challenge the result in Milwaukee County. And the Trump judge, Brett Ludwig, rejected every single claim, all of them. Secondly, his comment about the voter rolls is so misleading that it is itself a lie. What he's talking about or alluding to are people who haven't updated their addresses and may not have voted in a while. It doesn't mean that their voter registration is suspect or invalid. It just means they haven't voted and updated their information. To remove people from voter rolls is to make it more likely that fewer people will vote. And that brings me to point three. The entire Republican agenda for the last 20 years is to reduce and suppress the vote, because the demographic reality in this country is that we are moving to a more center-left place that is more diverse, with more people that reject Republican policies. And so the Republicans need to cheat. It is the gaslighting of America, and the senator should be ashamed of himself. thank you, gentlemen, for what you did this morning.
All right, Maggie, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond to any of that?
Well, no, she's right. She's dead on. I mean, the fact is that gerrymandering was the Republican form of trying to get a leg up. And their only process now for defeating people, defeating the Democrats or the demographics, the inevitable demographics, is to suppress the demographic. So, you know, I think both parties have work to do. I think the Democratic Party has work to do to reach out better to the rural voter. And I think the Republican Party, rather than suppressing the vote, should do a better job of reaching out to those votes who they would otherwise choose to suppress.
All right, let's go to Naomi from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Naomi. Thank you very much for the call and listening. You say what?
I say that Ron Johnson is out of touch with reality, has no concept of the average American, what they want, need. He outright lies about the election. It's just astounding that a senator will just come out like that and just lie. We remember how it was when Trump was in office. I'm a small business owner. We nearly went under because of what happened, how he handled COVID and everything. We have grown back under Biden. And I just, that's what I wanted to call and say. He outright just lies. And he does not represent what we actually, it's not a majority, but what a lot of us feel about how the economy is and how the Trump administration was. And I applaud you guys for how you fought back against his lies about the court cases. You guys do a marvelous job. And Maggie, I believe that was her name that was just on.
Right.
Put it point blank about how those court cases went. He did not win any of them. There is no proof. But nobody wants to listen to it because they constantly are in the right-wing conservative media bubble and will not come out of it to look at and face the facts.
Hey, Naomi, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Troy from Mount Hope. Good morning to you, Troy. You say what?
Good morning. And both of you did a fantastic job not letting him just spew his lies. To everybody on that side who thinks that there's shenanigans going on voter night, come to the polls. I work the polls. And I know we have openings in Mount Horeb. I'm sure all the rest of you have openings in your districts. Ron Johnson, you're not on the ballot. You can vote. You can work the polls. Come and see how it's run and that there aren't any shenanigans. And one more thing. If you take, as Maggie said, if you take off people who just haven't voted for a while, that's going to slow down the process immensely when they come in, because this is going to be a popular election. So they come in and want to vote. And now I got to add them back onto the voter roll. That's going to take a extra time and slow down the process.
Hey, Troy, thank you very much for the call. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. It's Friday. That means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you. What do you say about the senator, Senator Ron Johnson? 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Rice Lake Fire Department officials are still working to determine the precise cause of a fire that destroyed multiple businesses last week. According to a press release, fire officials have ruled electrical and gas out as potential causes of the fire, but the official cause is still undetermined. The fire started on East Messenger Street on October 17th at around 3:40 p.m. and took crews several hours to get under control. The building that housed Kitchen and Floor Decor Warehouse, Finewood Inc., Cheese Louise, and Agonic Brewing was completely destroyed. Nearly 100,000 people cast in-person absentee ballots on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. The high turnout led to long delays at some polling stations across the state, even causing election-related computer systems to become overwhelmed. Early in-person voting has been on the rise across the country, especially in swing states like Wisconsin. Nearly 20,000 more people voted on the first day of in-person early voting this year compared to the 2020 presidential election, but the pandemic likely affected those numbers. The driver who crashed into a power pole in Ashland and temporarily knocked power out in the area has been arrested for driving under the influence. According to Xcel Energy officials, about 1,100 customers in Ashland lost power as a result of the late-night Tuesday crash, and extensive damage to the pole kept that section of Highway 2 closed for hours. According to the Ashland Police Department, 59-year-old Terry Weaver was taken to the hospital for treatment following the crash and was later charged for driving with a revoked license and OWI. 1 year after the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center requested a $1 million emergency line of credit, officials say that credit has not been used once. On Tuesday, the DECC board confirmed that the organization is not looking to extend the credit after seeing a 19% jump in new revenue. They initially requested the credit line due to higher-than-expected utility bills, but never intended to use it unless they truly needed to in order to remain open. DECC officials also thanked area residents for showing up consistently to support the facility. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about college students getting threatening text messages about voting. We'll sort out fact from the criminally fictitious.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Choice.
Oh, Sandy Williams.
Yeah.
Voice Your Choice. That's about 1967.
Yep.
Isn't that something that I remember that?
I think exactly.
I know, man. And maybe I haven't heard it since 1967. Welcome back.
By the Radiance.
To the Earl Ingram Show. Can't believe you played that.
Voice Your Choice.
Yeah, that you found Voice Your Choice.
Yeah.
You know, 67, I was 7 years old.
Well, I was older.
And I remember Voice Your Choice. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join 67. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Sandy Williams. It's Friday. That means Friday is my co-host Sandy Williams.
You should see the video of them singing this. Actually, you can see you can throw yourself back in the time machine because it is ancient stuff.
Yeah. Well, you mean to tell me
the Radiance?
You mean to tell me that was ancient times that we were living in,
dancing and singing?
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to us, Brendan. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Great interview, you guys. I just wanted to make a point that I think that what I heard, what kept ringing in my brain as he was speaking is the desperation the Republican Party is facing for him to call and do an interview where obviously he was going to be up against some tough questions and some smart individuals that knew facts. That's all.
Hey, Brendan, great stuff, man. Thank you very much for the call. Calvin, you got some texts.
Yeah, we got some texts on the 855 number. We had Mark from Prairie du Sac said, non-citizens are not voting, and how can you secure the vote when you are engaged in a conspiracy against the American people, Senator Johnson? We have VP Harris saying, or we have Eric from Tulsa saying, VP Harris says she will put a Republican in her cabinet, and he says Democrats want a one-party nation. Projection 101. And we also had Jim from Genesee Depot who said, unlike most, I don't think Rojo is out of touch with most Wisconsinites. I don't think he's ignorant of what people need and want. He knows he is on the wrong side of those lists, and that's why he doesn't hold real town halls and engage in crowds that ask real questions.
Calvin, thank you. We'll go right back to the phone lines. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Boy, you and Sandy hit it out of the park today. What a perfect timing to have that. Ron Johnson and all his followers, I just have just two questions, real simple ones. Are we in such rough times that we need a convicted felon, 36 convictions, a convicted felon and a sexual predator in the White House? When has America been in that dire straits? That's what they need to lead our nation. And then another thing, I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but let's say Trump wins. Let's just say that. Guess who validates him? Kamala. And if you think Kamala is going to validate somebody who 14th Amendment Section 3 can't really be validated, I guess we may have a come-to-Jesus moment that this country needs as long coming.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Cindy from Appleton, you're up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to disagree with that guy a little bit I just lost my train of thought. Anyway, I'm calling because I just wanted to say that Ron Johnson is a box of rocks. To this day, I cannot understand how that man got elected in the first place and how he continues to get elected. He does not represent, he's just like the criminal, the felon. He does not represent anybody but himself and his right-wing wackos. He doesn't care about people. He doesn't care about children. He doesn't care about small businesses. He is a man for himself, just like the criminal. And I just, for the life of me, am just beside myself thinking that not only might he get elected again in another year or two, but that Felon is going to end up being our president again. And this scares the bejesus out of me.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
good morning. Thank you, guys. I need more blood pressure medicine. No, I don't have any. Blood pressure medicine. Okay, and I got to say, Johnson, are you kidding me? This is me speaking, Jean from Eau Claire. In my opinion, you are the guy that should have been investigated or indicted as a co-conspirator of January 6th reaction, carrying the fake electors, Ron Johnson. You're lucky you're walking around free, and then you got to come on and spread more lies. I hope they're keeping track of all this evidence. Thank you, guys.
Hey, hey Jean, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, I for the life of me, you and I, like I said, we've been around a little while. The fact that a United States senator can give such simplistic answers, well, Democrats lie. Well, Democrats want to cheat. What is that?
Well, what's interesting to me is that the process of is all supposedly in response to a lack of confidence in elections. But the lack of confidence in elections is only because of people like him talking about all the things that they have essentially assumed or made up about the election process. The election process in the United States has for decades been very solid, scandal free. Okay, and the number of fraudulent votes cast in this national election could be counted on two hands in all likelihood. And of the cases that were caught, at least as many of them were Republicans acting fraudulently as Democrats. And so, you know, I just think this is a lot of projection. I think the Republican process of gerrymandering was so cynical that they believe that there are cynical forces at work trying to play with the election system because it's something that they have been very focused upon themselves.
But, Sandy, but to say that Democrats just want to stay in power, what is he talking about? What, the reason they gerrymandered, Sandy, is what? So they can stay in power.
Yes. I mean, I think incumbency has become far too important to incumbents overall. And you know, the political system needs to be watched carefully. But what doesn't need to happen is to sacrifice the confidence in the election system in order to secure power. And that's really the dangerous thing that's happened here, is the MAGA movement has decided to sacrifice public confidence in government and public confidence in the very backbone of our government, which is elections, in pursuit of the continuation of their power.
You know, Sandy, we have listeners from the other side. I wonder, they heard that. I wonder if they condone a person who is a United States senator just falling back on lies that, hey, the Democrats just want to cheat. That's all they want to do. How can you have any conversation and dialogue as a Democrat, Sandy, with a senator who sits across from you who thinks that all you do is lie and cheat?
Well, it depends. I think that, unfortunately, we have a semantics problem here because I think the Republican version of the word cheating includes facilitating the vote of as many people, of as many American citizens as possible. And that doesn't redound too much to their benefit. So their version of cheating has been to make voting easier, and they want to create the illusion that making voting easier is going to make it far easier for people to vote illegally. And this talk about, for instance, proof of citizenship when voting, okay? A very small percentage of Americans have passports, which is a fundamental way to prove citizenship. The other fundamental way to prove it is to have your birth certificate, okay? I challenge our listening audience to go put their hands on their birth certificate in the next 10 minutes.
Most people don't.
I can assure you that most people have no idea
where it is,
where they can physically find their birth certificate, which means that if they don't have it in hand, they're going to have trouble voting.
Let's go to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Welcome back. All right, let's go to Susan. Go ahead, Susan. All right. Phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. Sandy, more than anything else, I think what is telling and what I would say to those on the other side of things from most of the callers that we had on today, is if you elect people who aren't intellectual enough to have conversations, adult conversations, big boy conversations, I'd say, without, you know, reverting to they're cheaters. That's all they want to do is cheat. I mean, you would expect that, Sandy. I don't expect that in a high school debate, right? Why should you expect it at the highest level of government in the world?
Well, I'm only smiling because I'm continuing to focus on this birth certificate issue, because I can remember at the presidential level an accusation being made that someone was cheating with respect to running for president based on a citizenship issue and a birth certificate problem, okay? And so, you know, I just think that we've come a long way, and it's a long way in the wrong direction with respect to this whole discussion about the sanctity of our election process. And it's really designed to erode all of the American public with respect to their confidence and the confidence they might have in those that they elect and the election process itself. This notion that elections are rigged, or that courts are rigged, that there's a system, a secret conspiracy process that's designed to rob a whole bunch of people of power, of their rights, is something that is very, very invidious, and it's something we need to get over.
He said the courts are rigged.
Rigged.
A United States senator said the jurisprudence of the United States is not right.
Well, the ex-president of the United States has spent a substantial amount of time decrying everything that rules against him as being rigged, that there are people out there out to get him, and those same people are out to get you, okay?
Yeah.
And this is all a part of the dark, the deep state, the secret cult of people who are there to rob people of their rights, okay? And this is all the kind of stuff that leads directly to the toppling of our governmental system.
So let's go. Is that Nanley? Okay, we're not there. Okay, so I will say this, Sandy. It's telling. It was more than telling with me that he could say those things in the public. If you felt that way as a United States senator, you should, you know, say that in a bar somewhere over a beer. But it's telling that you're willing to say that for the whole world to start believing that our nation is, you know, has, you can't trust, you know, the jurisprudence of it.
Well,
and you said this before, if you can't trust the jurisprudence of our nation, what do we have?
Well, that's right. I mean, it destroys the system, okay? And when the system's gone, what do you replace it with? What does that look like? I think that, you know, the politicians apparently have moments of honesty that they then have to reflect upon and renege. But, you know, when he was talking during that clip about how it was that if everyone who had voted for Republicans for Congress, all the Republicans vote for Congress, had voted for the president,
they still would have lost.
No, the president would have won by a lot, okay? Trump would have won by a lot. But there were lots of Republicans who didn't vote for Trump who did vote for Congress people in the state, which proved the fact that he wasn't cheated out of this. But he has to renege on that because that isn't convenient in today's conversation.
Hey, Sandy. When I get out of here, I'm going to bring up Voice Your Choice, and I'm going to play that. Welcome back. Oh, no, we got to go to 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. We'll come right to you.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a spooky edition of your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about a killer. A slow, steady, silent killer of your money. Most horror stories wait till the third act to reveal the monster, but let's just get it over with. Today, I'm talking about procrastination. Yep, thinking you can wait to invest or save money is one of the worst things you can do to it or for it or about it. I mean, look, we all put things off, but every year we wait to get started with investing and saving is a huge cost to our long-term financial plans. Because of the little effort, which I know can be hard, and a little help, you can take control of your money and even keep away procrastination, the silent money killer. This is Carrie Joy saying, be safe out there and take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
hey Calvin, I think Sandy's been around his grandsons and granddaughters. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show.
Listen, I want you to know, I listened to that rap all the way through to make sure that it didn't meander into the world of obscene profanity.
As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines and Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. I just would like to say our beloved Senator Ron Johnson, it is an embarrassment to the state and the citizens of Wisconsin using his nutty conspiracy theories about vaccines, presidential assassins, using terms like deep state and Antiva, which don't even exist, but as Sandy pointed out, most importantly, he's undermining the confidence in our election by questioning, you know, saying things are rigged and questioning the integrity of it. That alone should be disqualifying for a U.S. senator.
Yes.
And I just thought, and I want to say, I really thought it was a missed opportunity in this last election when he ran against a very good candidate, Mandela Barnes.
Yes.
That a bigger issue was not made of his accepting the fake electors prior to the certification, and he just brushed it off by saying, well, that whole issue just took like 20 seconds. And I thought a good campaign ad would have been, hey, how long does it take to commit a crime? You rob a store in 20 seconds, you go to jail. You know, this guy is taking fake electors to undermine our democracy, and he brushes it off on Fox News like nothing happened. So anyway, I hope, you know, 3 terms, 18 years is plenty. Heaven forbid he gets on another term. You know, for a quarter century, he'd be a senator for 24 years. I mean, give me a break.
Hey,
the man's a disgrace and has to go. So
hey, Jim, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, you had Johnson on, and he did just what I expected he would do. You remember when Oshkosh Truck got the contract to build all
new
vehicles for the post office?
Oh, yes, and he was opposed to it.
Well, yeah, when they got the Oshkosh Truck got the contract, and as soon as they had the contract, they made an announcement they were moving all the work down to Georgia. Well, guess what? Johnson never, ever said anything, never tried to get them to bring the work here. And he said, that's none of my business to tell them where to build those vehicles. He has done nothing ever since he got elected. He has done nothing for this state. I'm a retired Teamster. When we needed his help, he did nothing for us. He is a POS, and that's all he is.
I guess we can kind of surmise what that stands for. But Sandy, you know, I still, like I said, he's a United States senator. If he has that mentality, how can you get anything done? It's part of the reason why we can't get things done.
Well, I think this. We were talking before he came on about the MAGA movement within the Republican Party and the Republican Party. And I think that Senator Johnson, like I said before he came on, has cast his lot with the MAGA movement within the Republican Party. And I think at some point the Republican Party is going to have to come to grips with whether it is the MAGA movement or whether it is a party that has some theoretical backbone and some theoretical underpinnings that are associated with conservatism, for instance. And I think at that point, Senator Johnson is going to look back on this time and worry about the extent to which he cast his lot with a movement and not with a theoretical kind of conservatism. And I think there are plenty of people out there who are very reluctant to vote for Donald Trump for very good reason, because they're voting not for a set of principles. They're not voting for a theoretical kind of approach to government. They're voting for an individual, someone who promises to be nothing but the individual. He basically is saying to the public, vote for me. I know what's best. You know, just there are all kinds of problems which I've made up, some true, some not. I've made up a lot of stuff here. But take it all with a grain of salt, because once I get in office, I'm going to make everything good. I'm going to make everything great again. Okay. And that all is something that anyone with their full senses would be very reluctant to vote for. Like I said, he's the guy outside the circus tent luring everyone in, and most people with their senses don't go in the door.
You know, Sandy, it really is that simplistic when it comes to him and what he offers.
Yeah.
And what people and why people are snookered by him. What you just said is what they see and what they believe in. Just believing the things that he says.
Well, I think what he's stroking is individualism, and saying if you're an individualist, if you're a tough guy, if you're a tough individualist, you vote for me, okay? And he's painted a brand that seems to resemble that, and I just worry, because that brand, it's a house of cards. It's an empty suit, so to speak. And so I hope that people wake up. They've got 10 days.
All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate you, the listening audience. As I've said before, you're the show. Thank you, Sandy, again for another great week. We'll talk later. Thank you, Calvin, as well, for another great week. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bott. Madnair on air. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Have a great weekend.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me. Plus, Jess and I will question, do voters prefer Harris's agenda, but they don't realize it? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Here's a community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is available for you each first Saturday of the month. Located at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Again, the food shelf is available the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Another community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.